Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. We are recording. Today we are going to do i'rab or grammar of the verbs. Continuing. So let's take the first one. Zara'a al-fallah al-shajara. So zara'a al-fallah الشجرة. زرع الفلاح الشجرة. Remind me before you leave to pick up the homework from you. زرع الفلاح الشجرة. I'm going to put the تشكيل that doesn't change. زرع الفلاح الشجرة. Okay, do you see where the question mark is? It means that these question marks are the ones that we need to find out. Depends on the grammar. Okay? So depending on the grammar, we should be able to find this here. So zara, I'm saying it zara so that you don't I don't specify. It's zara. It's not zara, but this is what I'm going to say. It's zara, so that I don't tell you the answer. Okay? Because if you say right, zara, then it's fatha. Zara'i, it's kasra. Zara'u, it's dhamma. I don't want to say that. So I'm saying zara. What should be on the a'in? What should go in the a'in? No. You want, do you have your charts out? We are going to need these charts. So, bring out the verb grammar chart. The verb grammar charts.
Once in a binder chart.
Huh?
When's the next binder set?
When Lena's
here. Is
Lena
here today?
She's here, but she's substituting. Okay, in the grammar chart, in the verb grammar chart, Okay, the verb grammar chart, we see the tense and the verb grammar chart. I need to see the verb grammar chart out there.
Which one is that?
This one. When I say the verb grammar chart, I mean this one. I mean this one. The verb grammar chart is this one, because that's the one that's going to tell us the answer. This is yours, okay? Okay, so zara, what is the tense of zara? You can always keep these charts with you because they are the ones that will help you a lot. So, what is the tense of zara? If you look at the sheet, the class sheet that I gave to you today, you see zara is what? Yes, it's a word, but what's the tense? According to the past. Perfect. That's a past verb. Now go to the verb charts and say, what's the grammar rule of the past verb? Huh? What's the grammar rule for the past verb? It's right here. It's right here. Yeah, that's right. Where is the past? And it's right here. It's right.
You said past.
Oh, yes.
This is past.
So, what is the grammar rule for past? Is it mu'rab or mabni? Mabni. What's the meaning of mabni? It's always the same. Mabni is always the same. Mu'rab, it changes. Right? It changes. So, what is the rule for the past tense verb? It's mabni, right? Mabni ala al-fath or al-kasra. Mabni ala what? Mabni ala al-fatha. So, the solution is this. The answer is this. Here is fatha. Got it? So it's zara'a. It's what? Zara'a. You got this part? Mm-hmm. Clearly? Okay. Now, al-fallah, the farmer. Al-fallah. Okay. As I said, the red. Something brown or something or green. Now we have okay. Al-fallah. The red here. The red tashkil does not change. The red tashkil does not what? Change. Okay? So, what's al-fallah? Imagine, can I ask you to get me a blue, red marker?
Of course.
So, okay, the end of the word al-fallah. Is it al-fallahu, al-fallahi, or al-fallaha? Let's go to the root. Let's go to the root. Bring out the chart. Keep these charts. Okay, the chart that says noun, not noun grammar. There's one other chart. No, this is the vocabulary. No. There's one more. There's one more chart. Can I move you over here?
Just hold it.
No, please.
I'll be quiet. I have to take notes. Because I can't see, so I'm looking at her stuff.
Which one?
Keep going.
I might have it.
Is it the noun one?
This one?
No.
What are we looking for?
Another chart. Chart one.
Chart one?
Mm-hmm.
I have that.
Can't
find
that.
This one, the
okay.
One?
Okay.
This one?
No.
No?
This one?
No.
This one?
Who has it out?
Or this one?
Oh, is it?
I'm going to bring it out.
I have them all.
This one?
This one, personal
pronoun? No, no.
What lesson was it?
It applies to all lessons. Okay. Let me somebody has pass the homework now and I'll use this time to find it. Any one of you girls?
What is it called?
Albedo. I don't have it. Do you have, who has a complete binder?
I have a complete binder, like every single one. I have it from lesson 1 to lesson 10. This is all the worksheets you gave us. This is all the notes we took.
Okay.
They're in order. All it is. And then here's notes. Maybe it's in the notes.
Okay.
Maybe we didn't get it.
I will bring it to you next time. But for now, what's the classification of al-fallah? Is al-fallah object or subject or verb? What is al-fallah? Object, subject? Al-fallah is subject, that's right. What's the meaning of subject in English, in Arabic? In Arabic, what's the name of the subject? Look at the vocabulary sheet. What's the name of the subject? What's the name of the subject in Arabic? Fa'il. Good, what? Fa'il. So this one is fa'il?
Yes.
Maadi. Past. Okay, this one is fa'il. And the verb, and the verb grammar sentence, the subject or al-fa'il is always what? Al-fa'il is always what? مرفوع منصوب or مجرور. It's written in that missing sheet, but let's see if you know. Go ahead. Oh, here it is.
مجرور.
Oh, and the same. It's right here. This one. It's right here. This one.
Oh, I have that one. Just look at that one.
Yeah, it's right here.
I made a mistake. It's this one. Okay? So let's get the types, the verb grammar. Okay? So, what is, look at this. Is this is a verb sentence or a noun sentence? Look at the chart on the top. If this is a noun sentence or a verb sentence, this sentence on the board.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Last week, what did we talk about?
But let's focus here. We didn't talk about anything last week. It's a verb sentence. That's right. So, verb sentence. So, verb sentence means jumla fi'liya. So, verb sentence means what? Jumla fi'liya. It's how come we say that's a verb sentence? How come we say, go ahead.
It starts with a verb,
right? So that's why it's verb sentence, because it starts with a verb. Now, al-fallah, according to the English translation there, al-fallah is the farmer, right? So, who does the planting? Who does the zara'a?
The farmer.
So then he is the subject, or called fa'il. In the same chart, the fa'il, what is the grammar rule for the fa'il? Same chart. Go ahead.
Marfu'.
Marfu'. That's right. It's marfu'. Marfu'. Okay. So, what is marfu'? Is al-fallah? The count of al-fallah. Is it 1, 2, or 3 plus? From the translation. Is it 1, 2, or 3 plus? Huh? It's 1. You understand? Al-fallah, it's 1. So, looking at the table, looking at the nouns chart, look at the nouns chart. Yeah, this one. Look at the noun chart. What is marfu' for mufrad singular? What's marfu'? What's marfu' the other chart?
The other one.
No.
What other one?
I know what we're talking about. The other big
the nouns?
Yes, the one that has the nouns table.
Right, this one?
Yes. This one, yes. Hmm? So, according to the sheet that you have, for single names are mufrad. Single names are what?
Mufrad.
What's the rule of mufrad? Marfu' mufrad. The mufrad? Marfu'. What's the rule for al mufrad al marfu'? What's the rule for that? Hmm? What's the rule for that? Huh?
Dhamma.
No, you really, really need to be here. What's your name? Next to Hima? You really need to move here. So, it is Dhamma. Do you understand what we're doing here? Try to work with me, because you will have to do these things on your own. So, Dhamma. Okay. What is a shajara? From the English translation of the sentence, what is a shajara?
Tree.
Tree, but what is it? Is it subject, object, or verb?
Object.
It's object. So, object, according to the sheet, vocabulary sheet you have there. Object means? Maf'ul bihi. Object means maf'ul bihi. Okay, that's object. Okay, so maf'ul bihi, which is an object, which is an object. What is the grammar rule for an object? Go back to the grammar verb chart. What's the grammar rule for object? Yes.
Mansub.
Mansub. Right. So, it's mansub. Maf'ul bihi is mansub. Okay? Maf'ul bihi is mansub. Diba, where do we go to find out the tashkil at the end of the shajara, knowing that it's maf'ul bihi, which is an object, and it's mansub? How do we express mansub in the word? What do we do to show it's mansub? Now, is it a singular or plural?
Singular.
Singular. What do we do from the nouns chart? What do we do to make this singular?
Fatha.
Fatha, that's right. Okay. Mansub bil fatha. Here, you got this part, right? So do you understand what we did here? We broke the word, we divided the word into the sentence into three words. Subject, object, subject, verb, subject, object. Okay? So let's do the one under that. What is the only difference between the one on the first that we just did and the one under? Yes. The difference is that the tree. How is the tree defined in
a tree?
A tree or the tree. Which in Arabic, if I say the tree or if I say the tree, I would say but mansub is fatha. But if we say zara'a al-fallah hu شجرةً زرع الفلاح شجرةً So what's the difference between the first one and the second one? One, the last word has what? Huh? Tanween. Okay, so tanween, if you don't know, if you say a tree, then it has tanween. If you say the tree, then it will not have tanween. Do you understand about that? Okay. Now, let's move to the second sentence, third sentence. The third sentence says, زَرَعَ الْفَلَّاحُ الشَّجَرَ question mark. زَرَعَ الْفَلَّاحُ الشَّجَرَ تَأْ question mark, noon. Okay. Question mark means that it depends on the grammar. It's not the same. So, here is زرع الفلاح So, okay. So, here, the change is, instead of one tree, it became what? Two trees. Two trees is what? Two trees is plural. Is it singular, mufrad, muthanna, or double, muthanna, or plural, jam'?
Double.
How do you know it's double? Because I put the two. Do you see the two? Okay, so double. Now, for double, go back to the noun chart. For double, we say مفعول به منصوب.
How do you know if it's منصوب or مفعول?
Because it's an object. Right?
So you objects see? Are always mansub?
Yes. In the default case, objects are always mansub. And we get that from the verb chart. It's written right there. Okay. So, how do you show mansub in the word shajara, the two shajaras? How do you show mansub? How do you show mansub? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Where did you look? Can you show me? Good. Where did you look to find its yeah? Where did you look to find its yeah? That's right. Can you show me?
Where?
Where that you decided its yeah? Hmm? Where?
Over here.
Hmm? That's right. It's double. Oh, that's plural. Yeah. Double is right here. Okay. So it means that This is ya. It means that this is ya. So mansub bil ya. Maf'ul bihi mansub bil ya. So that becomes الشجرتين. If it's marfu, what would it be? الشجرتين or الشجرتان? Huh? If it's marfu.
Ten.
That's right. MashaAllah. Good. Okay. Now, let's go to the sentence after that, which is the farmer planted trees and the trees are... Oh, trees and the trees are two. But here is not the trees, it's what... Trees. So what would be the difference?
It's not the tree is mentioned.
So the last letter would be double, right? So it becomes shajaratayni. Shajaratainin. No, I don't think it's... No. It's the same way. It is the same way. Okay. Let's look at the example after that, which is zara'a al-fallahu al-shajara. Zara'a al-fallahu al-shajara. Or zara'a al-fallahu al-shajarat. Zara'a al-fallahu al-shajarat. So, zara'a al-fallahu الشجرات. Okay. زرع. What is the root for زرع? Huh? The verb زرع. What's the root for it? What's the root for زرع? Bring out the verb chart.
Mansub.
I don't know. Depends on
it. It's past tense. For the past tense, it's what? For the past tense, it is? Not mansub. The past tense.
Mabni
al fatha. That's right. Remember, we did it just here. Okay. So that's fi'l, madi, mabni, ala, al fatha. How about, so that's the same thing.
Does it change?
فعل, ماضي, مبني, على, الفتحة. How about الفلاح? It becomes al-fallahu, al-fallaha, al-fallahi. What's the grammar rule for al-fallah? In order to know the grammar rule of al-fallah, you need to find out if it's positive or... I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm using it to take the notes.
We use it. Is it al-fallahu, al-fallahi, al-fallaha? To find out, we need to look at the count. What's the count of al-fallah?
One.
Al-fallah is one. Double has to end with alif noon. So that's al-fallah. So it's al-fallah. According to the chart, marfu' for double is... Marfu' for double is?
Alif.
Huh?
Alif.
Marfu' for double is?
Alif.
Alif. How about marfu' for singular, mufrad? Huh? What is marfu' for singular?
Dhamma.
Mufrad. Dhamma. So which one do I use? So here, فاعل مرفوع بالضمة لأنه مفرد لأنه مفرد. Yeah, now more. Okay. So here, same. What is الشجرات? The count of الشجرات. Is it singular, double, or plural?
Double.
Plural. Double ends with alif noon.
Damn.
So that's plural. Is it male or female plural?
Female.
Yes. How do we know it's female?
Because the original has a ta.
Exactly. Because the singular has a ta marbuta. So, shajara. Now, al-shajarat. Al-shajarat. It's object or subject?
Object.
It's object. According to the verb chart, the object is what?
Mansoob.
Show me where the object, where it says that the object is mansoob. The object is? Huh?
Mansoob.
The object is mansoob. And for plural, for standard plural female, what is the Tashkil for Mansoob?
Kasra.
So, Zara'a.
When it says Alif, do you put Alif or Fatha?
When it says Alif, we put Alif. But this is standard plural female, so it is Ashajarati. Okay? So, منصوب بالكسرة لأنه جمع مؤنث سالم. If you look at the vocabulary sheet that I've given you, it shows جمع مذكر سالم as what? You want to translate the translation sheet, the vocabulary sheet. Show me جمع مذكر سالم here. جمع مؤنث سالم.
How do you know if it's سالم or تكسير?
You can. If you look at the rule for... This is a شجرة. And this is shajarat. And this is shajarat. Sorry. This is shajarat. Okay? According to the root, the standard female, it's adding alif ta. So, bent is, huh? Banat. This is the standard. Tufaha is?
Tufahat.
Okay. Baqara is? Baqarat. This is the standard. This is the standard female. Plural. Standard female plural. So, the standard female plural is the one that ends with what? Alif?
Alif ta.
Alif ta. If it ends with different than alif ta, then it's not standard. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the standard male plural? Oh my God.
Add one, add the waw noon or the ya noon. Very smart question, Dima. Add the ya question, add the ya or the alif. So, la'ib, la'ib becomes la'ibun or la'ibin. So that is a standard male plural. So la'ib becomes, to make it standard plural, la'ib, it adds waw noon or adds alif noon or ya noon. Okay? So, al-fa'il, huh? So, al-musalli, al-musalliyun.
So, both are right?
Yes. Al-musalli, al-musalliyun, or al-musalliyin. Al-na'im is al-na'imun or al-na'imin. If it's that way, then it's standard. Okay. So that's here. Tanween. Okay. So, if it is zara al-fallahu shajarat, so what's the difference if it's the trees or trees? Huh? It ends with tanween, that's right. Tanween. Kasra. Just like this one. Tanween. Fatha. Okay? Okay. Now, let's move to the second table. The second table is Zara'a al-fallahan or al-fallahin shajara. Al-shajara. The first one in the second table. Okay. So, what's the difference here? The difference is that al-fallahan or al-fallahin, what's the count on this?
Two.
Okay. Zara'a al-fallahin or the fallahan, al-shajara. So, okay, the only difference here is that al-fallahin or al-fallahan. So we have two choices. The first choice is al-fallah, heen, and the second is al-fallah, hul. Which one? Which one? Knowing that it's a subject, and the subject is marfu. Okay, but this is a double, right? This is a double. Two farmers. How do I know it's alif or ya? I go back to the verb grammar where it says that al-fa'il is marfu', mansub, or majroor. Marfu'. And marfu', what's the mark to show it's marfu'?
Alif.
That's right. So that's right. That's wrong. So this is al-fallah heen. I'm sorry, al-fallahan. Al-fallahan. Okay? How about the one under that? And this would be the last one we go. Basically,
that one has wow, not alif.
As alif, because it's double.
No, it has wow. It says home. Isn't it
hand? Ah, I'm sorry. Fallahan. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Very good. Okay? So, you will be able to finish the rest on your own. Okay? So your homework is going to be the remaining part of this table.
Do we turn in the table or do it on different paper?
Different paper. Because, you know, remember when you do the grammar, like the homework do this week. How do we do it? In a table. We do the grammar in a table. We don't do the grammar like this. You do the grammar
so we do
in?
This, we put a table for the rest of the week.
Yeah, you put a table for every one of those. And you know the differences are minor. It's like fallahani, fallahuna, fallahina. So basically, you know, the differences between one word and another, between one sentence and the other sentence is like a little bit minor change. Alright. You are dismissed.